spring is upon us here, and we're going to head up into Boonville. Now, Boonville is the start of the Anderson Valley, and that is one of the places that's very dear to my heart. And I'm sitting here with Christy Charles, and this is Boonville, the huge metropolis of Boonville. And we're going to talk about your wines, but first, let's talk about Anderson Valley just a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, on a good day, we have about 3,000 people in our booming valley here. It's very beautiful. It's very peaceful. No traffic, no crowds. And I think that's really why people come here. And we have almost 30 tasting rooms kind of scattered throughout the 15 miles of the valley.
It's a beautiful, beautiful location here. As you're headed towards the coast here in Mendocino County, you go right through this beautiful valley. And in Boonville, there's a sign for Foresight Wines. And I've gone by it many times. And that is you and your family. So let's talk about your wines. And Anderson Valley is, as your winery is, Pinot Noir.
We focus on Pinot here. We're one of the coldest growing regions in California. So Pinot Noir and white wines and, of course, sparkling wine. And yes, my husband and I moved back about 10 years ago from working down in Napa and Sonoma in the wine business. And we came home to my family property. Foresight means four generations looking to the future.
Talk about Pinot Noirs. And you have four of them that we've opened. And let's talk about each of them because each of them is a little bit different.
Yes. So our philosophy is one family, one site. So we're 100% estate, and we produce at least three or four different expressions of one vineyard every year. So that's our estate vineyard, the Charles Vineyard. And so we do different pick dates, different treatments, different blends to make distinct wines from one single property. Our first wine that we'll go through is our Zero New Oak, which has a little red circle that says zero. Kind of self-explanatory, but it's all older French oak barrels when we age this wine. And the whole purpose is really showcase the fruit, the vineyard, that vintage, and keep kind of our winemaking hand out of this particular blend. The Charles Vineyard is kind of our flagship, all the blocks from our estate, and about a third new French oak barrels this year. A little more typical for the area and beautifully ageable. This wine.
And it really, the vineyard itself has all the different expressions, and it's kind of cool the way that you've done this, and you've come up with four different bottlings of this. So on to your third.
So the Clono 5 is our third, and we do a clonal selection, which means we just take it from one small block within the vineyard, do a small amount of this every vintage, and it's all Pommard clone of Pinot. So cuttings from Pommard over in Burgundy, and a little bit riper, little bit more new oak than the others.
California had the great distinction of a really learning from other people's faults with Pinot Noir, because there are many different clones, and many different clones do well in some areas and many don't. So I'm sure that Anderson Valley has gone through that transition also.
Yes, we became an official appellation here in 1983. Of course, there were people growing grapes well before that, but they very quickly figured out in the late 60s, early 70s that things like Cabernet, Zinfandel here in the valley, on the valley floor, were not going to ripen.
They're not going to, and really the weather as you get towards the coast, and it's a perfect place for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay and some sparkling wine.
Yes, it is. We really excel in those crisp white wines, really nice, elegant Pinot Noirs, and then bubbles.
Now we have a fourth Pinot here. We can't leave this out.
Yes, the Parabol. So this is a special blend we started doing in 2013. Parabol means great red. It is on the vine another week and a half or so, given the vintage, and a few heavy toast barrels. So we went a little more California inspired for this, a little riper, a little richer, a little more fruit forward for different foods, different days, etc.
Well, you know, that is really a statement of Pinot Noir in California. California has really come to the forefront with the Sonoma Coast and now Anderson Valley, and Pinot Noir is a rage now, and it is a different Pinot Noir than you're getting from Burgundy and other areas of the world.
It is. I think one of the beautiful things about Anderson Valley Pinots is we have a cold enough climate. You get this structure and this ageability and a little more elegance. But at the same time, we have all this beautiful California sunshine in the summer. So you get that fruit to that really beautiful kind of red fruit that Pinot can have.
Some of the traditional French people don't like the alcohol content being higher, but I love it.
You know, I think it's all to the producer's style. We don't have as rigid appellation rules here. So there are a variety of styles even within Anderson Valley.
We are now going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. I know you love food and wine, so I'm sure you're going to join me.
Oh, yes, absolutely.